Good morning, friends and family. Welcome. We're so excited to see everyone who is joining the line and are excited to be here this morning, getting a word of inspiration from our Heavenly Father on this amazing, amazing topic. You're on Sunday Morning Breakfast, Inspirational Call, and we're talking about in God's timing. That's right, in God's timing. Man, we walk in this world expecting everything to happen at our set schedule, our set time, what we expect to happen. And man, oh man, we forget that the man above has a plan before we were even formed in our mother's womb, a plan to fulfill on his purpose, a plan that will be executed in his timing. And no matter whom he sends our way, no matter what things may appear to foil his plan, no matter if they look good, if they look bad, no matter what all transpires, his plan will always come to fruition. His plan will always be in his timing. And that's just the most magnificent gift that he can give us. That gift of hope, that gift of faith, the gift of patience, and the gift of love. Because if we stand on his love, if we stand on his word, then we're operating in faith, hope. We're operating in patience. And if we're operating in those things and being obedient to him, then his timing is all we need. Day in and day out. In God's timing. I absolutely love this topic because there's so many things that we can even see throughout God's word that absolutely shows us how no matter what things try to foil a situation, no matter who comes into a situation and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe those are the things that are happening, how they're happening, what's all going to transpire, no matter what, it still ends up with this amazing plan that he already had, and in his timing, things will come to fruition. God even uses the lineage of his amazing son, the birth of his son, to show us just how he can use any and everybody to fulfill on his plan. Isn't that amazing? And I'll go into that a little later on. But he uses any and everybody to fulfill on his plan. And we are always looking for the high and mighty. Jesus didn't come as the high and mighty. Jesus came in his manger, not his manger, in a manger, in a swaddle cloth, unknown, unrecognized. No one was aware of what that timing would be. But God was. He had that perfectly orchestrated. He had that perfectly architect. The blueprints of his plan up to the time of Jesus' birth was just that. And while he was here, we just got to see the amazing things of how, no matter who it was and how they may have acted, how they reacted. Look upon his disciples. Look how Peter cut off an ear. Look how Thomas doubted. Look how Judas betrayed. All these things occurred, but God's expectations of what was to be fulfilled was fulfilled. His son laid down on that cross on that given day and time, so that his timing, what he had planned, would be fulfilled. And so be it. We are now the lineage of Jesus Christ. Just as he had planned, we are here. And in this timing, we can look back at our own lineages and say, oh my gosh, how did I even get here? And we can try to question it, but that's what I love about our Heavenly Father. That's what I love about God. He said, I have you here for this time. And in this perfect timing, there are things that I expect of you, I call of you, but I'm not begging you. I'm excited that you're here with me. And as you're here with me, great, let's do what we have to do, because we're going to fulfill on his purpose. And when we screw it up, oh man, his purpose is still going to be fulfilled. His timing is what sets the stage. His timing will always be perfect. So thank you all. Glad to see you all here. And I'm excited to see what God has further in store for us as we go forward on this morning's SMB Inspirational Call. So let's do so with our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, yourself.
Great, thank you.
Okay, you go ahead and I'm going to come in a minute.
All right, wonderful. Well, let's bow our heads. Would you like me to open in prayer, sir?
Go ahead.
All right. Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this amazing opportunity to come together, to celebrate you, to honor you, to worship you, to praise you, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, you set the time. You set the stage. You are the master planner, the great designer. You are whom we need to be looking to understand the purpose of our lives. Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, let us take away all that you have for us, dear Lord. Let us just receive of your word and know that it's not just for us. Let us know that it is for all who come our way. Let us be willing agents, Heavenly Father, to share your word. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. As we were kicking off this call, I talked about Jesus' lineage. Well, I'd love to share a little more. In his timing, Matthew shared in his first book, Matthew chapter 1, verse 17, so all the generations from Abraham to David for 14 generations, from David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations, and from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Well, the book of Matthew starts out introducing that genealogy of Jesus Christ. And through it, we see how God moves his story forward in an orderly and purposeful way. He does so in his time. As it says in verse 17, let's share that again. Thus we are 14 generations in all, from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile of Babylon, and 14 generations from the exile to Christ. His story from Abraham to Christ is a perfect, ordered, perfect plan flow of history. Jesus' birth is the climax of three groupings of 14. Once again, all in God's timing. In fact, in Genesis chapter 17, we see that God says to Abraham, who kicks off the 14, the first 14, I'm going to give you a son. And that son will have a son. And that son will have another son until someday far down the line, the Savior of the world will be born, the Savior of all who believe in him. Thus, Matthew takes that time to summarize that line of descent by pointing out these three groupings of 14. And we have to realize that Matthew's gospel was actually written so that the Jews will understand the significance of Jesus' coming. We know from God's word that seven itself is the number of perfection. So any multiple of seven also symbolizes perfection. So we know that God's timing is perfection. 14, right, what we've been talking about is a multiple of seven. So we know that the generation from Abraham to Christ were three sets of 14, perfection. And since God made his promise to Abraham in Genesis, he moved his story forward orderly, purposefully perfect balance to show the fulfillment of Jesus Christ, of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is the most amazing demonstration of God's timing, his order and movement towards this great goal of salvation through his son. And to top it off, what I love about God, his time is perfect. We would expect as humans that everyone in God's lineage, in Jesus Christ's lineage, was perfect. But God chose flawed humans to carry out his masterful plan. Jesus' lineage is nothing but a roll call of the, but what we may not call stand-up citizens. His family looks like many of ours. His tree isn't pure, the tree that he came from, not the tree in which he is. God chose flawed humans to carry his story forward for his son. Going down the list, you'll find sins of murder, bloodthirsty terror, adultery, incest, prostitution, false worship of pagan gods, cheating, all throughout the line of Jesus Christ. But in spite of all of that, in spite of all of that, God's timing led us to the last person on that list, Jesus Christ. And as it says in Matthew 1 and 16, Joseph was the husband of Mary, and Mary the mother of Jesus. Jesus is called the Christ. Period. No other names on the list. No more were needed. And in spite of all of that that could be before us, God chose us to be here right now. So even out of sin, in God's timing, his orderly plan, move forward his story at a perfect time for when Christ would be born. So even out of sin, God, in his timing, in his orderly plan, moved forward his story at a perfect time when we would be born. No one knew when Jesus was going to be born. No one knew when it was going to happen. But in the perfection of God's timing, 3 by 14 generations from Abraham to Jesus Christ, God did the job. And at the same time, God knows where he's taking our lives. He knows where he's taking our children's lives. He knows where he's taking our children's children's lives. It's all his design. And we may not see him, but he never takes his eye off of us. He knows where he's taking his story, his design, his footprint. And though his story may seem like chaos to many of us, he's the divine designer. And he directs his story towards his goal in his timing, in God's timing. I hope you wait well. And as we can go further, some may not believe that in his lineage, in Jesus' lineage, that there could have been such crooked, such deceit, such flawed human beings to get us to Jesus Christ. But that's what I love about God's word, because it pinpoints the exact details of what transpired to get us to that point. In scripture, we can find every aspect of it, because it begins with Abraham, correct? And with Abraham, he lied tremendously, more than once. And if we want to compare, it's similar to like the number of lies that Abraham took is like the story of Pinocchio. They just kept coming and that nose kept growing. And at the same time, as it passed down to his next son, his grandson, Jacob, we saw that he was a cheater. And actually his name meant cheater. And then that just continued to travel throughout all of the different members of the family of Jesus Christ. Jacob's sons, Judah committed incest with his own sister. And when we go down from Judah, we go on to see that Jesse, In verse 6, Jesse, the father of King David, David, the father of Solomon, whose mother was Uriah's wife. Well, David murdered Uriah so that he can have the son. And we can keep going, but I just want to share with you that, yes, all of these people came from the lineage, but it didn't stop the amazing gift of Jesus Christ, just like it doesn't stop the amazing gift of our lives and who we are called to be in the lineage of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, and we will bring on our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Hello, Mr. Carr.
Hey, Ms. Tiana. So, y'all, we're talking about in God's timing. One of the things I want to talk about, I think, is vitally important. Man, I just, it's my prayer. It's really my prayer. Well, listen, just, it's my prayer that we all come into the understanding of God, the fullness of God. I like to talk in natural, everyday terms, the flesh realm. God said he'll meet people where they are. So since they operate in the flesh, meet them in the flesh. If they operate in the spirit, you can talk to them in the spirit. How many people understood what you just said, Tiana? Did you? That sounds good. But did you come to a full understanding of that? Did it change your life? Okay, well, we know that. All right. See, it's time out. Look at the word time out for playing with God. As a matter of fact, it's been time out from playing with God. Y'all, if we're not going to change, what are we doing? We treat God, you know, like convenience. Subsequently, we don't treat God as a priority. Now do it, Ms. Tiana.
Yes, sir.
It's real, y'all. Salvation, your life is on the line. We talk about God's timing. And we say in God's timing. Let me tell you, do you understand that people in the world say the same thing out of emotion? You know how many people operate out of emotion and they talk about God's timing? I see it all the time. All the time. Get holier than thou like that. But if it was God's timing, we play your life. Well, hold on, Mr. Carter. Everybody mess up. Why we worry about everybody else? I thought the Bible said, test the spirit by the spirit. As a matter of fact, he said, do not covet your neighbor's house. So why are we looking to the left or to the right? You know, just like when you was raised, you know, with them real parents. And what I mean by real was the ones who didn't play, who was about their life in God, who didn't spare the rod. Since when did they allow you to come in their house talking about what they did down the street over there at their house? They say, I don't care about their house, it's what about mine. It's what goes on in mine, right? Anybody familiar with that? Yeah, we know what time it is. No time for games. So as adults, we take on the same mentality. Well, everybody messed up. But what about God's timing? At what point in our life do we really get serious with God? We play church. But when we get serious with God, in other words, when do you become the doctor and not the patient? Okay. Tell us something now. Listen to this, y'all. If you know your job when you clock in from 9 to 5, better than you know your job, talking about heaven, somebody in trouble. And God's timing has passed. Man, that is not good. See, remember the Bible says the word of God, huh? The judgment of the Lord starts at the house of God. How you know it's a real a movement in God going on? You house God, don't you? Since you house God, why we have this outward experience talking about everybody else but ourselves? You know how many people talk about God's timing and be talking about other people? Well, ma'am, sir, what about you? Shouldn't the God's judgment start at you? See, See, I want God's judgment to start. As a matter of fact, it starts at me simply because, see, God watches over his own, his word. Mm-hmm. He chastises those we love. Mm-hmm. In other words, I'll get on my child harder than I get on anybody else's. In other words, if the word of God be in you, shouldn't it challenge you more than it challenge anybody else? Since you belong to God. But we're praying. We want the word of God to go outward. God gets them in your timing, God, because he acting a fool. She acting a fool. Get them, God. And then we take to social media and get religious. Won't you stop that? We're too old for that. Oh, now I'm talking, huh? We're too old for that, people. We're too old for that. You take to social media for everything that you do. When do you get down on your face? I ain't say your knees. When do you fall flat on your face and get before God? Or do you need some shenanigans or show called social media for people to back you? Well, guess what? Who, which one of them going to be there in judgment with you?
Only God.
Huh. Oh, it's God's timing, huh? It's God's timing for us to get it right. It's God's timing for us to get it right. People say, well, he mean. Well, guess what? How mean is it? Is he trying to save your life? But tell me this. What part of these words that I'm saying that Jesus wouldn't say? And which ones that Satan don't want you to hear? The very thing that Satan don't want you to hear? See, Satan comes as an angel of light. Oh, he don't come as mean. But see, don't mistake mean for love. See, we don't even understand what chastisement is. The Bible says he chastises those who he loves. Do you know chastisement means I don't like it? And see, when you don't like something, typically that means you're not lining up with it. Oh, my God. Go ahead, go on mute, Miss Tiana. Unmute Miss Andrea. Miss Andrea, press *5 so she'll know who you are. See, that's what chastisement means. See, this is God's timing. That we come up with an understanding, a heavenly understanding that says, I'm in the world, but I don't think like the world. I'm in the world, but I don't live like the world. I'm in the world, but my old ways have passed. Behold, all things have become new. My mentality has changed. God, I'm an extension of you. God, I don't move without you. See, God's timing does not suggest that, hey, God, get on when I want you. God's timing says, nuh-uh, God, get me when you need to get me. How about that? You there, Dre?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Then we got to get real with the word of God now. Because, see, a lot of times we be playing. You know how I go. You know how I go in the natural, right? So just give me a little natural something about what you see. You know how, especially how you see people take things and run with it and talk about way in God's timing when it don't go their way. Give me something.
Wow. We don't start with that one. It's just people see things like in a different way when they don't see that it's wrong. They twist it around to say like, you know, well, this is what God would do, but it's really not. It's what you're doing, but you don't see that. But you pretend to be in the Word when you're not in the Word.
That is, yeah. Because, you know, everybody, you know, or a lot of people, or some people, get real holy real quick. Let them not get their way.
Yeah.
Then they start reverting back to the little church they do have in them.
Yes.
Huh? Then they start quoting scripture. Then they start putting everything out there. But what you quoting scripture when everything was going right? So God had to get your attention by making it go wrong so you think it's wrong in your life? Boy, y'all know we have an outward experience, and we say, well, in God's time, and I'm going to get the right woman. In God's time, and I'm going to get the right man. Well, did you say that when you was dating five of them?
Mm-hmm.
Now all five of them have turned sour and none of them worked. But here's the thing. Have you worked for God? Forget your relationship with people and trying to get you a man or a woman. What about God trying to find his, have you worked? The Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. I don't think we understand that, Dre. And God is talking about us to him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We missed that one.
God is talking about. Do you not understand? He said, put. He tells us to put him first. So who you? We come first, right? So when God says, if a man, when a man finds a wife, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Look at his timing. He's talking about us here on earth, both male and female. So when God finds a wife, you know that a wife is good. I want the type of relationship that finds you good. I don't want you to be good when I come on the scene. I want you to be good before I even get there. See? We're talking about Naomi and Ruth. See, she was good before Boaz even got there. In other words, he found her not in the club, but found her in a position. The posture of her heart was pure. See, I don't want you to be good when the other person don't want you. I want you to be good when they want you and you say, no, I only have time for God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, if we had God's time, if we got time for everything else that don't have time for God, you know you're in a backslidden condition, right? I'm going to say it again. If you have time for the people who don't have time for God, if you're not delivering them, saving them, if you're not being Jesus to them, what are you doing? They're pulling you in. I'm going to say it again. If you have time for people who don't have time for God, if you're not saving them, if you're not being the godly influence for them, what are you doing? What is y'all conversation like? Because if you was in God, watch this, y'all. Watch this. The word of God is going to draw you or it's going to drive you. If you be in God and his timing, shouldn't they pull closer to God? Or shouldn't they drive, walk away from you? So how are they still around? Lest, the Bible said, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? So if you good for them, and they still in the world, what they say about you? Because there comes a time when separation occurs. And typically means you still in the world too. That's all that means. Because when you no longer do certain things, don't certain people fall away?
Yes.
Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes.
Here's the thing, Drea. We don't even have to have an out-of-body experience. And God's timing, shouldn't the old us fall away from the new us? Oh, my.
Yes.
Did y'all catch what I was saying?
Yes.
Shouldn't the old us fall away from the new us?
Yeah.
We can start there before we start anywhere else. Shouldn't the old thoughts fall away from the new thoughts? That old skin, the Bible says it. Who can put new wine in old wineskin? See, when it's God's timing, it's not about your failures. Why is it that we rely on God when we're down? Now, watch this, y'all. Since we talk about using people, Drea, do you want to be used? Do you want him to only want you when he don't have nothing else?
No.
Do you want your homegirls to be calling you all the time and that's all they do is gripe and complain and moan? Who wants that?
No, sir.
That stuff get old, don't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that ain't the time. Call me with something good. As a matter of fact, make that a practice. Okay?
Yes.
So that's us. What about God, y'all? Why we always go to God with our leftovers, with our pains, our troubles? And then that's when we praise him, when the relationship didn't work out, but in God's timing. Boy, you have more people that's holy when doing the bad than holy doing the good. You hear me?
Right. Yeah.
Y'all hear me? Now, it's not the fact that you trying to find God, but stay there even when things go good.
Right.
Come on now. Because if it's going to be his timing, shouldn't it be his timing all the way around? Don't let the failure of something that you wanted push you to God only for that duration.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know how it go. Because when your relationship start working out and it's the best thing since sliced bread, what happened to God's timing?
Mm-hmm.
What happened? So that's how we use God as a spare tire for our temporary fix. Huh? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's what we do?
Oh, no, we don't. We're not supposed to, but people do that.
Talk to me, Dre, what they do. Talk to me. What we do?
They go to God when they're in trouble. But when they get out of that, when they feel that they're out of that, they just push God to the side. But you shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what people do in the natural. They do that. They only call on God when something is going on wrong in their life. But you shouldn't do that. So when things they do, it's like, well, I'm going to push them to the side. I don't need him right now. No, you need God every day, all day. That should be top priority in your life at all times.
At all times. You understand that, y'all? And it's vitally important that we get it and we get it quick, because time is not on our side.
No, it's not.
Do you need for a loved one to pass away to understand that? We shouldn't need that, right?
No.
Do we need the loss of something to say time is not? You know, families come together. When somebody pass away, y'all, we need to get together. Based on that, no, ma'am, no, sir. You need to get together because of God. Not, why does death got to draw people closer?
Right.
Time is not on our side. You think 70, 80, 90 years old is a long life? Baby, what about eternity? Talk to me about that one. Oh, look at our boy. Satan has us fooled. He has us fooled. Ooh, they lived a long, healthy life. 90, baby, and they still a child of God. My God.
Yeah.
Huh? Since time matters, right? Time don't matter to God.
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Time matters not to God. Watch this. If God being perfect, it's not if he's perfect, he is perfect. Dre, watch this. If time matters to God, right? Why is it that you be in trouble before he come? Because time don't tell him to move. Oh, my God. That boy, y'all better catch what I'm saying. Time has to wait on God. Because when he gets there, he don't time Lazarus.
Yes.
Boy, Satan will use time to hurt you.
Yes.
Come on. Anybody biological clock ticking? Huh? Anybody did stuff out? Man, I'm about to tell it like that. Hey, anybody made some mistakes and in due time you regretted them like two tied and that wasn't your husband? Now you done found your husband and what time is it? Ah, I'm going to talk on it. You see what me, my, and I get us in? Trouble.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm going to make it personal. Fellas, come on. Time, huh? Now all of a sudden you don't trust no woman because of your past. So you done tied your tubes of trust. You don't trust nobody. Don't you know it costs to get them untied? It costs a little penny. It's going to cost you to get this right. Because time ain't on your side. But God is.
Yes, he is.
Hello?
Yes,
the thing is, God is only on the side of those who receive and believe and live for him. I don't think y'all heard me. Watch this. The reason why I'm telling you this, well, Mr. Cardinal, God is on everybody's side. Cool. Press star 5. Get on the phone with me. Teach us. Teach us your word. And I'm going to teach God's word. See, albeit God is on everybody's side, those who reject him never see him as help. You know, the one who's drowning always fights the one who's trying to save him because they don't know no better. Oh, y'all missed that? Because if he was on your side, why are you crying? And talking about, I ain't get it in time. I thought you said God was on your side. It ain't about what you didn't get in time, it's what you get in God. Oh, my God. So who are you living for again? Because you should never say I'm out of time when you're never out of God. Hello? Oh, I'm trying to help somebody. Huh? Why is time your barometer? We're going to tell in due time. No, you shouldn't be saying, we're going to tell in due time, because if that be the case, you're still under construction. So you're not right before you look at them as not being right. How old are you? Well, you've been under out of construction for 36 years. I'm still under, I'm a work in progress. Well, golly, how much time you need? We're more patient with our kids than we is our mate. How you patient with the child? Get them out of that house. When they going to be their own man and woman? We're raising children, but that's not God's timing. I want you to know, because if it was God's timing, why did Jesus have to come? He put his son out. Man, y'all don't hear me, but I love mine. You don't know what love is if you don't know God's timing. Because if you love him, it's a certain time and it's a season for everything. Push them out the house, and that means no return. Look, you should be helping mom and dad out, not mom and dad helping you out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about that series. I'm going to talk on it. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Look at all that spoiling that we doing that God don't do. Now, you know you're outside of God's timing, because God spoils no one. He has everything to give. The earth is his and the fullness thereof. That means everything here is his, and he don't give it to us because we want it. Oh, yeah. Now, I know the chillin's mad at me right now because you're messing up my flow. Well, go ahead and get mad at me, because I'm just a messenger. It's cool. I'm built for this.
Yes. Tell it.
Because, you know, we don't like for people to come around and mess up our flow of manipulation that we got over our parents, right? We don't like that. We don't like that. But parents, in God's timing, when you going to let them be mature if you didn't train them right? Watch this, right? In God's timing, right? If you didn't train them right, and they're not your child in the first place, what are you holding on to?
Right. Tell me. Yeah.
But we can't train nothing that wasn't extended to us, right?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, I make it real, y'all. Huh? I make it real. The Bible, oh, that's the word of God. In God's timing, at what point should we, allow them to cleave to what they need to be cleaving to? Well, they're not married yet. I thought they was married to God. And if they're married to God, how they put you before God? And how you, listen, Dre.
Yeah.
The Bible says,
yeah.
When you get married, you find your spouse, you cleave to your spouse. See, if you didn't catch what God was saying, if you're married to God, that means family, friends. Well, I see y'all. I care for you. But I got a husband named Jesus.
Amen.
See, it was a time when I was immature. Not that I'm an adult, I'm walking in adulthood. Look, I didn't find him. Woo, he found me. And because he found me, I said, yes, I do. And see, I'm married to God's word. This is why Naomi and Ruth was in a great position called Boaz. See, in other words, things need the natural to understand the spiritual. See, Boaz found her in the spirit realm. And that's where he married her. Do you understand? You cannot, it will not work if one of them people are in God and you in the world. You see why confusion keep on happening? See how God's timing works? It can be the perfect thing for you, but you're not in the perfect place. My God. Oh, Lord, I'm going to say it again. It might be the perfect mate for you, but you're not in the perfect place to receive it, simply because of our own folly, foolery, foolishness. See, God's timing said we should have got that straight 3, 4, 5 years ago. Our timing said, I'm going to get it right when I meet the right one. See, when you meet the right one, if you're not prepared for the right one, don't think that it's coincidence, that it's confusion going on. There's a little turmoil going on. No, God's saying all and water don't mix, light and darkness don't mix, holiness and unholiness does not mix. See, when you even yoke, oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. When you equally yoke, that means you shouldn't have a man and a woman disagreeing about kids.
Yes.
Well, that's my baby. Your baby about to get out of this house? Well, they come first. I know. And since they come first, God has no place. See how it's timing work? Huh? Because when the bus pull off, oh, only those who have a bus pass and are on time going to get on it. You right.
All right. Right.
This is why we're still under construction. That's why you're still waiting. Because it ain't that God's timing that he didn't send the proper stuff. It's our timing that we didn't get it. So stop talking about God's timing when your life looks like your timing.
All right.
I'm going to leave it right there, Dre. I'm going to leave it right there. Dre, you want to do me a favor right quick? Don't have to be long. Go ahead and pray for us, please.
Father God, we come to you this morning on this beautiful morning. Just keep us covered. Keep the leader covered, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I appreciate that because I think a lot of times people forget that your messenger is very important. Well, it's not a pity party, but people get mad at the mail carrier. But if it wasn't for the mail carrier, you wouldn't receive the message. Oh, I can get it from anywhere. And you're absolutely right. Go ahead and play that game because we think the grass is green on the other side. We don't ask protection for that person because we don't like that person like this because they're always sharpening, chastising. Yeah, see, we don't understand. We don't understand. I thought my mama was mean, too, until I got older. God for my mama, because I could have been in the streets doing the wrong stuff. I thank God that she pushed me. I thank God she made me do some stuff I ain't want to do. But I understand it as I matured.
Yes.
Children are not as grateful. They have their play love for their parents. But when you become an adult, that love is no longer play. That's real love. I missed what I said? See how God's timing works? It's a season for maturation. And I think we all need to dip into it, tap into it. I think we all need to sit in it, all of us, huh? Because we all can mature more than what we are. But I'm talking about maturing in the things of God, not in the things of the flesh. The Bible says be infants, in sin. Translate. God's timing, stop lying, because when you tell one lie, you got to do what, Dre?
Tell another one.
Tell another one. And when you tell another one, you become professional at it.
Yeah, professional liar. Sure sign.
We don't want to be that. Not in God's time. Oh, no. We want to be prepared for when God come back. That means I want to be right. I want to be right in my flesh realm. I want to be right in my spirit realm and my soul realm. I get my information from the spirit. Not what I see. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. You know how many people walk by sight and talk about, well, in God's timing? Maybe it was God's timing. You just missed it.
All right.
Now, with that being said, real quickly, Ms. Tiana, you can come back. Thank you so much, Dre. You can come back on the phone. We're going to do our prayer request, if you have any. Anybody want to share a testimony this morning? Okay, I know the word of God be strong. People don't like to hear that strong word. But it's necessary, okay, because disease is not limited to the flesh. Satan tries to infect our soul. See, you notice he can't mess with your spirit because we house, that's why the Bible says, greatest he in you, the he that's in the world. He can't mess with God. So your spirit man is covered. The problem is you can have the best thing in the world and not know it simply because of what you focus on, which is your flesh. Oh, Lord. Don't think it's a coincidence that you still have godliness in you and that it be a struggle sometimes. The more God you have in you, the more struggle you have, especially when you're trying to come out of something. Oh, my, y'all ain't catch that. The struggle, y'all ain't catch that, huh? Watch this. All the struggle indicates is that one is pulling me and the other one is pulling me the other way. See, the struggle indicates that I'm over here. But it's trying to pull me there, or I'm over here. See, the struggle indicates that it's too. See, struggle's not going to ever end. Well, it's never going to end until God come back. Yeah. The thing is, in custody battles, the child decides when they mature where they want to go. Y'all didn't hear me.
Yeah.
I hear me. Huh? Oh, it's a custody battle, but child. Oh, child, which one you want to go to? Now, it's not about what you say. It's about your lifestyle. Because the judge is going to see which lifestyle best benefits you. The flesh lifestyle? Yeah. Watch this. Or the spirit lifestyle. In other words, Satan's way is the flesh. So you better suit it for your daddy, Satan. Your daddy God. Uh-huh. It's a custody battle. Mm-hmm. And his time, he's going to get his. Yeah. All right, Miss.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go ahead and open the line.
Okay, for those who were interested in prayer request testimony, please press star 5, and we will get you on the line. Mr. Carr, I just would love to share a testimony. A few weeks ago, I asked for prayer for Mr. Beck, who had a stroke and was dealing with several illnesses, and his family is seeking support with their farm. I just want to share he is out of ICU, and he is in a rehab facility, and God is just moving that thing along. The family is still working together to take care of the crops, but he is definitely in healing. So I just wanted to share that update.
Awesome. And we're going to keep on lifting that up in prayer. Y'all don't take that casually because it could have went the other way. But God said, no, it wasn't his time. So thank you, God.
Amen. All right. First caller we have here. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I just wanted to say this morning, this topic is a powerful topic, and I'm really enjoying it at in God's timing. For myself, I revert back to a lot of my old ways, and then I try to do things on my own, trying to fix things on my own. So I'm learning a lot, and then, like you're saying, God's timing, it's not our timing, it's God's timing. When we jump out ahead of time, we always mess things up because we always look at me, myself, and I, and that's what I do. I'm trying to fix it. I'm going to do it right. So, and that's not what's supposed to be done because I don't look to God to do what I need him to do. So I just want to say this is a great topic, and I'm really enjoying it. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us, y'all. I think a lot of times we think that when we're in God, people don't need to hear it. Well, God need to hear your praise and your report. You ain't praising us. But if God be doing something for you, you calling in. You enjoying it. It's okay to tell people that you're enjoying it. You don't have to be, you know, some people be shy to say, hey, I'm happy in my relationship. You tell the world everything, yo? Huh? Oh, you don't tell them everything? Cool. This is one thing you should tell them. Don't be like Peter and deny God. Go ahead and let everybody know you're enjoying the call. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hmm? That mean I enjoy what I enjoy. Hello? Cool.
Amen. All right. Star 5, folks, is the way that you can raise your hand to be called upon. And until then, as I said, as was just shared by the caller, this topic is severely needed for us to receive and truly understand. And for me, just a deeper look in my relationship with God and appreciating how he has, how the timing is laid out for everything in my life is so critical. But I just wanted to just share that this has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing.
Okay.
But this is where we are, Mr.
Okay.
Carr.
So we're going to move forward, y'all. And here's the thing, because I'm going to say it. Boy, I'm going to say it till Jesus come back. Let me tell y'all something. African-American people, Caucasian people, okay, let me talk to my African-American people for a second because we got a couple different people on the phone. But you do understand that, boy, we don't move until things are lost. We don't appreciate something until it's gone. Y'all know this? You see how we being led and bred? Y'all understand this? Well, I'm going to talk directly to you. And that's a problem. People say that entrepreneurship is easy. How? When you got people that don't support you. Your people don't want you to grow. But let it be another face on there. Another color. We respect that. We can't even lift our voice. We didn't got up this morning. And you don't think that's a form of being obedient to God? Oh, my God. Miss CNA, missing. You don't think. The Bible said, how can you love me, someone you have never seen, that can't love your brother? See the games that we play? But it's in his timing, right?
Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's crazy, people. That's the testimony that we have? You're right. I thank God for it. See? Now, boy, let me tell you something. See, when Jesus started pulling back, don't get mad. Because I can get it from anywhere. Oh, you think so? You think so? You're going to get that raw, real word from anywhere, right? That life-changing word from anywhere, right? That word that challenges you from anywhere, right? Where are you going to get it from? Who's going to challenge you? If they ain't getting dollars in the collection plate, huh? You just a number. Where? Because if that be the case, Tiana, huh? We'll be moving right now. But I'm sorry, this is a lift-on ministry. This ain't what it's really about. In his timing. So when God stand before you in judgment and he said, oh, yeah, that was me, don't you say a word, okay? Don't say a word, okay? Because we talk about spiritual leaders. How you have a spiritual leader and you respect God, but you don't respect the person he said when the person said move? Who lying?
All right.
See, that nose of mine can detect some stuff. And I know what sin smell like. See, that's why I don't call in. It's no problem. Heaven still moves forward. All heaven did was just give you an opportunity. That didn't mean you have to take it.
Amen.
It's called disobedience, folk. Go ahead, close out the call, Miss Tiana.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. And we look forward to seeing you tonight on the Sunday Morning Breakfast Fellowship call, 8 p.m., same number, same time. We thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.